In deciding for a design or on a design for this specific election, we issued out a style pack to all the regions for them to adhere, and we wanted to also ensure that the posters are relatable, they're visible, and they can bring to the light to light the best of our candidates as well as the party. And the party colors have always remained the deciding factor, and seeing that we believe so much in the significance of these colors, so they've always been an anchor in what language or design language we go for that specific election. And this specific election, we went for mostly a white background, ensuring that it's as clear as possible and it's easy to read as possible. So that's what we went for. And with regards to choosing a marketing specialist, we don't have that because of our self-funded stance, and ensuring that we wanted to shield ATM from any capture or from capture of any kind. We handle everything internally, as we did with the marketing for the 2019 national general elections that gave us 2 seats in the National Assembly and 2 further seats in the Eastern Cape and the KZN provincial legislatures, respectively. The campaign manager for the 2019 and 2021 elections is Mxolisi Makhubu, who's done a stellar job in profiling the party since inception and has been with the party since in the marketing department, leading the marketing department and the communications department, making sure that the party reaches the people that or the directed audience that it needs to reach. And with regards to having any subliminal messages, our posters, we decided to go with the phrase that says that the choice is yours, showing that the people truly do have a choice in choosing between corrupt governance over, or choosing ATM leadership that has been serving their communities for the longest time. And we stand proud in saying this because we ensured that our councillor candidates are of quality, and we undertook a serious selection process that was informed by public perception, and ensuring that the candidates are not just people that are chosen by ATM structures, but they are pillars of the community, tried and tested, and who have also served the communities despite whatever hindrances, be it financial, be it whatever, that they may have faced. As such, we stand very proud in giving communities an alternative leadership, hence the phrase, the choice is yours. The variations that we have of posters are two, depending on the differentiation strategies that are employed in different communities. For instance, if Party A has got a similar design language for some reason, or some independent candidate has a similar poster with ATMs, then we go for the second derivative to make sure that we stand out. So it's not really a case that confuses the voter and confuses people. So that's what we are going for. And with regards to the budget, we don't have that. We've decentralized our operations because of the whole self-funded stance, and it remains a factor that we still are proud of. So by decentralizing, we've issued out the style guide or the style pack to all of the communities and all of the branches of ATM, and they are in charge of handling their own printing and such and such. But we did, however, negotiate with suppliers for discounted rates, for printing purposes and such, to make sure that we also refer the list of all of these discounted rates to all of our branches and such. The affecting anyone by or the issues of being affected, by the posters for our people, we designed a poster that we hoped would spark a sense of patriotism and hope for a better future. It's as simple as that. And we would like to believe that our poster is really capturing when it comes to the visuals, and the people can actually, relate to the poster and are able to see the poster for what it truly is. And the slogan and the messaging, we wanted to also make sure that we put it out there that we've gone through a very strict, as I've mentioned, selection process that made sure that we've taken all of the community pillars and we've made them councillor candidates, and we've made them an alternative for all of the voters to be able to say that we do have a voter. I mean, we do have an alternative. For instance, if Mema Skonyela in the community is known to be running a soup kitchen and feeds children and feeds the elderly and feeds orphans and feeds all of these people that need to be fed, we've gone out of our way to say that Mema Skonyela, you need to come through and be of assistance to South Africa, because South Africa needs a new kind of a politician that will be able to advocate for the rights of the people, advocate for the issues of the people, and not only advocate but be there to make sure that the change is effected in whatever ways that we can possibly effect it. And that therefore mentions the whole sloganing that we've gone through to say that the choice is yours. You can go for the, you know, the populist narrative that says that that we've been in governance and we've done this and this and this, we've done that, we've done this, whereas communities remain in utter misery. Or you can go for a person or a community pillar that you've seen working all throughout these years, and you've seen the hands of their work all throughout these years, and actually pick them to be your representative in governance. So that's the ATM quality that we've put in ensuring that our slogan and our messaging is not only accompanied by words, but it's actually people that have served the community.